You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, this is George Stevens, Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential with Ed Robertson, who's such a great interviewer.
Well, thank you very much.
11 teams, 11 dreams, with all eyes on the LCS trophy.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. That will shift gears this segment as we welcome actor Deshore Jones. Deshore is one of the stars in the new Paramount Plus series Players. He can also be seen opposite Rosanna Arquette in the feature film Signs of Love, which opened in theaters early this month. You've also seen Deshore in the Fox series Power, as well as on HBO's The Divorce and That Damn Michael Che, as well as commercials for Adidas and Apple. Deshore has maintained a very, very busy schedule so far this year. Besides all of his acting commitments, he graduated high school this past June 3rd. Deshore, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hi, how's it going?
I am doing well. How did you become involved in Players?
Well, my manager had sent me an audition, and once I got a chance to get past all of the callbacks and stuff, I read the script, and I just knew immediately that this was not just any ordinary part, you know, the typical part for an African-American teen such as myself. So I knew immediately right after that I wanted to do it. And yeah, I booked it.
You booked it. And for those who haven't heard of Players, the show is a semi-comedic documentary type of show that follows a team of esports players as they learn how to work together as a team to pursue their first league championship. Do you play esports? I mean, I don't want to assume just because you're in your teens that you played. Was this new to you, or is this something that kind of fit in with you?
It wasn't very new to me. I had heard of esports back in 2017. I had heard about this thing that was sending people across states and doing all this. And when it came to computer gaming, I actually used to play a lot of games on the computer, go back and forth between the console. And League was something that I was kind of new to, but not 100% new to. And once they had told me what the show was based off of, because they didn't tell us what the show was based off of for a minute, and then once they told us, I immediately got on. I bought a mouse, a computer, and I plugged in, and I just immersed myself into the whole League world. So it was really fun. But no, this is not my first time.
Let me ask you this. Now, sometimes with, especially these days with television, when they bring you in, whether you're a regular, as you are, or even if you have a story arc for like three or four shows, they'll bring you in once they book you, but once they start filming, sometimes they give you the entire storyline for the season, A to Z, and sometimes they just tell you what you need to know for the episode that you're shooting today. Was that the process with Players? Did they fill you in on the whole thing, or are you learning as your character is learning as you go along?
There was a lot of learning as my character was learning, because we did block shooting. So each day was a different episode, and then we would do different episodes. Actually, it was no order to it. So literally every day just learning as we're going and figuring out things and trying to piece together, this is what's happening now at this time. And, you know, sometimes we'd be shooting at the same location, but different things would be happening at that location at that time, you know, so at different times with different scenes, you know. So it was a little all over the place. I'm not gonna lie.
structured chaos, so to speak. I mean, it's chaotic, but it's structured chaos.
No, I wouldn't say it was chaotic. I mean, it was very, very, very fun, and it was different, especially working with Tony and Dan. Like, they're so informative, and they'll tell you pretty much everything and anything that you need to know. So it was very different.
Deshore Jones is one of the stars of Players. Players' new comedic documentary-style series from Paramount Plus about a team of esports players who must put their egos aside and work together as a team as they pursue their first league championship. Players is available for streaming on demand on Paramount Plus as this program airs. What's your favorite part of shooting Players?
My favorite part of shooting Players, I would have to say it was the first day because, first of all, we came on the set. My set coming onto set was just, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do this. I get in the makeup trailer. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do this. The first day we had did hero interviews. So after I get out the makeup trailer, I get my clothes on. I go into this dark, big room with these big old lights. And there's a seat for me. And they tell me to sit down. I sit down. And as I'm sitting down, I'm sitting there and I'm just taking in every single thing. Like, Tony's walking around, Dan's walking around, lights are in my face, the call and action. It's just like I'm just in the moment, and you know, it's just like, this is something that I've strived so and worked so hard for, like, all my life since I was 5, trying to get a role just like this one. So I was just taking everything in and experiencing every single little thing, so that I would have to say the first day was my favorite day. The best thing about shooting Players.
Deshore Jones stars as Organism, 17-year-old esports prodigy in the new Paramount Plus series Players. Players available for streaming on demand on Paramount Plus as this program airs. Deshore also can be seen opposite Rosanna Arquette in the feature motion picture Signs of Love. Signs of Love is playing in select cities as we speak. I understand Signs of Love was filmed in Philadelphia, which is not only where you grew up, Deshore, but it's that Philadelphia is also where you first studied to become an actor.
Yes. I went to the Actor Center down in Philadelphia when I was like 6. I think I was 6 years old. And then after a while, it closed down, so I went to the Walking Fish Theater. And then after that, it closed down. I went to Kenneth McGregor's classes down at Penn State. And then after that, I started taking classes at Sandy's, Miss Sandy Turner's at Mike Lemon. So I've been training in Philly since the beginning, honestly.
Did the casting people for Signs of Love remember you? How'd you come to work on Signs of Love?
Well, my manager had just pretty much offered me the role. I didn't even audition for that. They just offered it to me. So I was like, hey, sure, I'll do it, you know. Character was amazing, so why not?
That is always a good position to be in when they want you.
Yes. I'm trying to get more of those.
When did you first realize that you wanted to be an actor?
I first realized that I wanted to be an actor at the age of like 4. I mean, I had pretty much been making videos and just like in front of the camera the whole entire time. And then I told my mom that I wanted to be an actor, and she was, ever since, she's just been pushing and pushing and pushing, you know. I could literally imitate, when I was younger, I could imitate people on the spot, just like anybody, any single person, I could do them right there, just do them. So, yeah, after that, my mom was like, it's set in stone, and we just kept going, and they kept pushing for me, my dad.
You gave us an idea of your preparation process for Players. You drew on your experience playing video games to some degree. Just in general, when you book a role, is your process for preparing to play that character different, or do you more or less follow the same practice no matter what you're shooting?
I always follow the same practice no matter what I shoot. I mean, of course, with Players, it was a bit different because it's gaming, and I have to immerse myself in the, but even still, I have to immerse myself in that gaming life, you know, playing the game every day, doing different things like that. So yes, always the same. Always the same. Always going at it with 100%.
Players is available for streaming on demand on Paramount Plus as this program airs. Deshaun Jones plays Organism in Players. He's spending a few minutes of his day talking to us.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
We mentioned earlier that you graduated high school earlier this month. What did you do to celebrate?
I went to Texas Longhorn. I went to Texas Longhorn. I ate with my mom and my dad, and that was pretty much it. Came home, played a little bit of 2K. I couldn't really do much because I had to go out to L.A. literally like the next day.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're just a remarkably busy kid, but you're very focused. And as you mentioned earlier, this is something you've wanted to do since you're very small. And it helps to know what you want to do. And it's just got to be a great joy to make it happen as often as you continue to make it happen.
Oh, yes. It's a very great joy. I mean, me and my mom and my dad, like, we've all been crying and like every single thing that we said was going to happen is starting to happen, mm-hmm. and it's starting to come into fruition. And we've just been grinding and just trying to make this happen. And actually, not trying, we've been making it happen. So it's beautiful to see it unfold. And this isn't even the ending. This is just the beginning.
Well, yeah, you're 17 years old. I hope it's just the beginning, you know. So,
I'm actually 19. I just turned 19.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. You mentioned your mom. You mentioned your dad. How important is it to have a family who supports you as you pursue your dream and make your dreams happen?
It's very important, you know, because my mom and my dad, they just always, sometimes when I can't push myself, they're the ones to push me in. When I need people to, maybe I'm going through something within my career, they're always just there to keep me going. And times when I can't go places by myself, my mom is always with me, taking me up and down New York and going to Jersey and going to California and going to Atlanta and going here and there. So it's very, very, very important.
Deshaun's mom, Kim, happens to be on the line with us. Kim, do you ever pinch yourself to see, you know, how much she's accomplished in so short a time?
No, because we push for this. Deshaun made his first video at the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And once he made a video, he was imitating Mike Epps. And I just couldn't believe that he can imitate people so good. Somebody can walk past him or talk to him for 5 minutes, and as soon as they walk away, he could just imitate them, and I'm like, you need to stop that. He just would do it all the time. And I put him in improv cat class in Philadelphia. He got 3 years of scholarships for improv. Then he was like, Mom, I want to focus on comedy a little bit. So the improv is what really helped him a lot, too, with working with players, because mm-hmm. they did a lot of improv,
mm-hmm.
a lot of improv. So those 3 years really paid off for him. And then, like I said, he did comedy. You know, he did the whole Chitlin' circuit, which is the circuit of the Bill Cosbys and the Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, his first comedy show, he was 12 years old, and he did the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. So I always knew that it was there. you know, his dad always knew it was there. And all we did was pushed, you know, my husband works a lot. He made it possible for me and Dejure to travel. I worked in education. So he couldn't do things by himself, so I had to stop doing what I was doing to make sure that, you know, we just planted our feet to the ground.
My mom stopped her, I think it was her master's degree, in order to help me to continue with my career. So it's been a very long road, and we just think riding and support is very, very important.
Dejure Jones plays Organism in the new Paramount Plus series, Players, available for streaming on demand on Paramount Plus as we speak. What do you hope audience will take away from Players when they watch the show?
I hope they can take away that Dejure has diversity, and they can just see how hard he really worked to bring this character to life. And because it's not a big area in this particular sport for African-American children, I hope that they can look at that and say to the world that, just like anything else, any child or anyone can play esports, no matter who or where they're from.
Dejure, you want to add to that?
Oh, she said exactly what I was going to say. She said exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, let me ask you this. What other projects are you working on, Dejure, that you're free to discuss with our audience?
Currently, I'm just in the stages of auditioning right now. I'm not really working on anything. Just grind. Yeah, I'm still grinding. Still doing auditions. So, hey. And I have a clothing line that I've been working on. It's called Phenom Outlook. It stands for Miracle Mentality. I volunteer at the Garden down at the Wilmington Community Center. I volunteer at the YMCA. I help the kids. I've just been, as you could possibly say, doing side quests, you know, just trying to stay active and productive.
Well, staying active is always a good thing. You are very much a force to be reckoned with, Dejure Jones. Dejure Jones plays Organism in the new Paramount Plus series, Players, available for streaming on demand as we speak. Dejure, thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day. I hope we'll have a chance to talk again on TV Confidential.
Thank you so much for having me.
The next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, you can follow Naomi Matsuda on Instagram at the one and only Naomi Matsuda. You can follow Ginger Che on Instagram at She Buddha, the Bold and the Beautiful, airs weekdays on CBS. Finally, a reminder that Chuck Harder will be performing at the Sideshow Bookstore in Los Angeles Saturday, July 23rd, beginning at 8 p.m. SideshowBookstore.com. Ed Robertson, Baptoni Figueroa, Donna Allenfield, Grace, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.